you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Parkinson Spiegel. Yeah. Sounds like the law firm you call when you get a parking ticket.
Afternoons on the Score.
It's fair to say that of all the presidents we've had, I think it's fair to say that Trump would have been the funniest one to see get shot. You know? For real. He'd be talking like when it happened. The shooter would be coming out and be like, sit down. You're gay. Get hit. He'd definitely make a funny noise into the, like, he'd get hit, be like, eh, and fall. He'd fall funny. I don't think he would be the funniest, but the only reason Biden might be the funniest is because I think Biden's the first president you could punch assassinate. You know what I mean? Just a body shot. My dad, that joke. My dad. So you can't be talking about killing presidents.
Shane Gillis with some terrifyingly prescient stand-up comedy.
Everything has changed, hasn't it? Everything is. We actually live in a world where the attempt happened the other day. It feels like it has changed the entirety of culture and news consumption and thought process. Is that an overstatement?
Probably, but I understand what you're saying. You must remember. You remember Reagan.
I remember Reagan.
The assassination attempt of Reagan. Like, I mean, it's the first assassination attempt of my lifetime that I remember.
Yeah,
I remember the reporting of the plot.
Lincoln. Congratulations.
No, like the,
remember the Lincoln one. Speaks. You remember the Lincoln.
Yeah, Speaks remembers Lincoln.
No,
obviously.
Bruce remembers the Lincoln. I had to. You know, you take a shot at me, and then not a shot.
Start lashing out in all directions.
Yeah. Hey. We're not taking shots today.
Not taking shots at anybody.
Yesterday, Saturday.
I mean, but it's crazy. I mean, Les, remember JFK?
Yes. Les, what happened, unfortunately, to President Kennedy in 1963?
That was November 22nd, and we don't know if it was Lee Harvey Oswald or a whole big thing there, but he kind of got blown away.
Yeah, I think history says it was a whole big thing. I think history has decided it was a whole big thing.
It still kind of is. We still don't really have answers yet.
No, we solved it. Remember, we solved it here? No,
some people think it's tied into what happened this weekend.
Same guy.
Some people do think that. Oh, yeah. That was a take of Les's that aged very well.
Yeah, it was indeed a whole big thing. I do remember Reagan. It's funny, I thought of it the other day. Because not funny at all, actually, but I thought of it the other day because...
That was funny. Good self-edit. Go on.
Had a show Saturday night, a Sonic 45 concert, right? And we're at soundcheck and that news breaks and everybody's looking around at their phone and everybody's, you know, and then later on, we're in the green room, we're talking like, are we going to play? Like, should we play?
That's funny.
No, yeah. That's what Glenn said. If he had died, would we be playing tonight? No, I don't think so. Like, the whole thing would have shut down. And what I remembered was when Reagan got shot that night, they decided to play the NCAA championship game. It's when Isaiah Thomas won the national title as a sophomore for Bobby Knight. And I was locked in on that, but I remember that it almost wasn't played that night, that the day that Reagan got shot. But by the time tip-off came, it was like, well, I think he's in okay condition. So, yeah, I guess we'll play. So I wondered if things would have gotten canceled would have stopped. You know?
Obviously the world would have stopped if it was an inch to the right. And I was thinking that, okay, someone died at a presidential rally and there was an assassination attempt on a former president. It's one of the most significant historical events of my lifetime. I'm 37 years old. It's the first assassination attempt of my lifetime. I remember when there was, you know, things were being sent to the Obamas that were being intercepted. Like people thought there was anthrax and things like that. There were a lot of threats and attempts on his life that we didn't really know about, that certainly didn't play out on television, but that were reported on, but nothing like that. And so I was like, this is an unbelievable thing. And it was terrifying. And it was weird because I'm with Owen and Eli, and I had just seen it on my phone. And it's like, my instinct is to turn on cable news, but you're not going to do it. But I was like, okay, this is an assassination of attempt of a president that was broadcast on live TV. I was texting about it with Pony. He said a great question. He's like, do you think there'll be a moment of silence? Do you think it gets acknowledged tonight at the All-Star game? It's a crazy thing that happened. But because it was unsuccessful, the answer is, and then it's just an incident of gun violence in America, which we have every day. We're kind of desensitized to it. I was alarmed at how quickly I moved on with my day because of how desensitized we are to these sort of things. That feels like it should have been a much bigger deal. And then I have two more pieces of information about my reaction that I will reveal to you, and you could tell me how you feel about it. Because I think people mostly know my politics, but it was relief. It's relief. It would be so scary. You know what I mean? You don't want that. Everybody in the world should be able to condemn what happened. It's horrifying. But imagine what would have happened. And what would we be at work today? Would the world be shut down?
If that attempt had succeeded?
Yeah, man. It feels like we're so polarized and we're at each other's throats so much. That was so terrible what happened on Saturday that obviously, thank God, it missed for his life and his family and all of that. But as much as I dislike the guy politically, you don't want that.
No.
You
got to
condemn political violence, right? Mm-hmm. But we can't say that that's not who we are. We're a country of gun violence a history of political violence.
Been desensitized to it to the point that...
That's what I'm saying. It was weird. I was relieved because of how scary it would have been if it would have been successful. But also, because it was unsuccessful, I'm playing with Paw Patrol dolls 10 minutes later.
Well, you shouldn't have done that, dude. It was a serious day.
I'm saying, it was weird.
But we all have to live our lives somehow, because everything has shut down. You still have to take care of the minutiae and the daily rigors of our boring and somewhat meaningless little lives. You know, it's just it keeps on going. It made me really sad, and still makes me sad, because it does nothing get people to calmly tone down angry rhetoric and crazy conspiracies and immediate blaming of parties and polls, and immediately, turning it into content and such. It just seemed to make things worse and deepen divides. And that's really sad. Maybe everything does these days. I thought the president saying what he did with the tone that he did was welcome. Because
you're working from home, you settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
There should be no part of you that's that wanted that to succeed, no matter what your politics are.
Sure, it's of course.
That's not how we do things. We can't be a nation where that's how we do things. But I was disappointed at just how much deeper and uglier it seemed to have gotten very, very quickly.
Charles Barkley made a pretty sentient point in the whole thing.
I don't like to be too serious, but I got to be serious for a second. Now listen for a second. Something really sad happened today. Somebody tried to kill the President of the United States. Now, that is really f***ed up. Now, I want to make...
Technically, it wasn't the President. It was the guy trying to...
Well, he was already the President.
Listen, I'm not going to get up here and act like I'm a Trump guy, but I want to say this. I wish President Trump help. I wish him help. Now, I want to wish him the best. We should not be trying to kill the President of the United States.
We should not be trying to kill the President of the United States. Thank you.
We should not be trying to kill the President of the United States.
Right. You're right.
I'm with him. I'm with him.
We don't all agree on anything.
I get why the NBA on TNT is so popular. I get it now. It's a lot of sense.
It's super popular.
Kenny Smith disagreed, by the way.
Yeah, no, he didn't. Everything's a take show. Yeah. That is. Can I share my last like prevailing thought that I can't shake from the whole thing?
Sure.
Other than relief, obviously, horror, the quickness of which we moved on because we're desensitized to gun violence and those sort of things. Yo, he took it like a gangster. I mean, the showmanship, like, I would have defecated in my pants.
I don't know if I like that line, but there is a little truth to it.
I'm not kidding, man. That was unbelievable. Unbelievable. It grazes his ear. He goes down. Within seconds, he stands up and is pumping his fist at the crowd. The level of political showmanship and projecting of like strength, even if it's completely deranged insanity.
Well, yeah, because there's, you know, but sure, because what you're seeing is the pathological narcissist that will not be derailed by absolutely anything.
Whatever. I don't know what it is, man. It there is something to the strong man of projecting strength.
Oh yeah,
like that picture with the flag and the fist pump and the Secret Service all around him and the blood on the side of his face is one of the most incredible photographs ever taken. Like, of American history of my lifetime, I'll say, right? I'm not a historian of photography, but like, you think about like them raising the American flag at 9/11. You think about the flag on the moon.
The officer in Dallas when Jack Ruby is shooting Lee Harvey Oswald with the look on the cop's face.
It is one of the craziest pictures, you know? And so it's just like, okay, it was, I got it to, you know, I'm not a fan, man, but like, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well,
And again, you can disagree with it. I'm just telling you my true
I'm not disagreeing. I don't want to pile on the guy. It's just, it's hard when you've felt and known a certain way about somebody for decades.
But I mean, the guy, they still tried to kill him.
Yeah, my God.
And I don't want to, it's mortifying and it should be condemned by all of us.
Absolutely.
I just like, there's something to the, like, I don't know. Let's put it this way. I wouldn't be raising my fist. It was an unbelievable reaction.
Yeah, there's
I could not believe the reaction.
It felt sort of disassociated
from the reality of
what happened, which often has been a part of his character.
Yeah, and maybe you're just in shock or whatever. But I was just like, I couldn't.
I get you.
It was unbelievable to watch.
Here's how I chose to deal with it from a stage banter perspective. How do you do fun stage banter at a rock and roll show on Saturday night after all that went down, right? So I said, folks, I know at one point between songs, folks, I know we're all troubled by the news of the day. Want to wish rest in peace to Richard Simmons and Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
See, you told jokes.
Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
I'd get a kick out of it.
I mean, seriously, Richard Simmons and Dr. Ruth? On the same day? That's
a crazy day.
Someone tweeted, we almost lost an entire Letterman panel.
Yeah. And that was the other, there were some hilarious memes on the internet because that's the culture that we live in now.
In all seriousness, like, no president or former president or anyone should be targeted by a rifle,
number one.
It doesn't matter if it was a bullet or a glass shard. He still took an assassination attempt and survived it. Number three, it's adrenaline that got him to get up and put his fist in the air, and he probably just secured an election because that's how shallow we are in terms of voters. But number four...
We have precedent, too. I mean, Reagan's approval rating skyrocketed.
Skyrocketed.
Yeah, there was a conspiracy theory around that where people didn't originally think that Reagan actually got shot, that they ended up going with that as storyline because he had been thought to have been frail in office at the time. So, yeah, they always get politicized for power.
But most importantly, number four, the father that died in that, an innocent bystander protecting his kids. I think Corey Compratore, I think is his name. That's the guy that should be celebrated. Yes, forget your politics. He was attending a Trump rally, brought his kids, whatever you want to think. He still lost his life protecting his children, his family against something that wasn't supposed to happen. That sucks.
Oh, of course, man. It was a mortifying display that was broadcast on live television in American history. One of the craziest sequences that you just to like witness it in real time.
Oh my God! And all of it. You've talked about the news coverage of the photographer who took the shot that you're talking about, and the
Pulitzer Prize winning photojournalist.
Yeah, and the news coverage of the guy from the New York Times who took the picture where you can make out the bullet as it is behind Trump up there. It's unbelievable. It's like just incredible journalism and photojournalism that has gone on. And it's going to be indelibly marked in all of our psyches forever.
It's just absolutely ridiculous. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.